Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Going to see some sun. Going to be warmer than yesterday. Already warmer than yesterday. High of 28. It is 19 at 6:37. And another episode last night of The Bachelor. And only a two-hour episode, thankfully.
Oh, geez. Only 2 hours.
Yeah, we're getting down to it as well. So only 6 women at the beginning of this episode here.
Oh.
And I did miss last Wednesday. They had a 3-hour episode on Monday. And then they had a 2-hour episode on Wednesday. I didn't watch that because I was watching the Lego show instead. So we didn't do a breakdown for that, but we are back with the 47 and a half second Bachelor breakdown. So we got to say, spoiler alert.
That's right.
If you DVR'd it, VCR'd it, whatever art it, we're about to break down the information that
you are
going to get.
I love, maybe you stepped away from The Bachelor because it was just getting too produced, too much going on. But you want to still be in the know.
Yeah.
I like still being in the know.
Yes.
So, well, Jackson breaks it down for us in just 47 and a half seconds.
Maybe your kids had a band concert last night.
That's right.
So this is everything that you need to know in just 47 and a half seconds. Are you ready, Steph?
Yep.
Here we go. Started off by whisking the women to Peru, like Peru wants to deal with their drama. Hopefully they have a good emergency room in the area because Peter's accident prone. Madison went on a one-on-one date and told Peter how important religion is to her. Then they were mouth-sexing each other while Jesus watched. They went on a one-on-one date with Natasha and ate random street food, then aggressively kissed. He then sent her home because he's falling in love with Madison. Not sure if he's going to say the same thing to the other 4 women not named Madison. Guessing not. On the one-on-one date with Kelsey, they went on an ATV ride to the mountains. He asked her what she wanted out of life. She said she wanted to work maybe a couple days a week and then be home with the kids, which is code for I don't plan on contributing to the household income, and I won't settle for someone who isn't rich. Hannah Ann, Victoria, and Kelly went on a group date. Victoria caused a bunch of drama, then acted surprised that there was drama. Then he, of course, gave her a rose, and he sent the only sane one home, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Was that the lawyer?
Yes, from Chicago.
That was your favorite. She's gone.
I'm glad she's gone because he does not deserve her.
Okay.
And the best description I saw of him was on Twitter yesterday.
What did they say?
And somebody said, I just tuned into The Bachelor for the first time, and you mean to tell me all these women are fighting over this soggy waffle of a man. And that's exactly what he is. He is every bit of a soggy waffle. Like, you go out to breakfast, you don't eat one of your waffles, you get it in a to-go container, and then you try to eat it later on. That's exactly what Peter is.
But he's a pilot.
Yeah. Who's accident prone?
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Thank you for that, Jackson's 47 and a half second Bachelor breakdown.